Hi there, Elaine Addison here, and thanks for tuning in to Sum It Up, Pay It Forward podcast, where I have the greatest pleasure of speaking to a small business owner and hearing about their why behind their business. What have they learned along the way? They're going to share that with us too, and they also get the opportunity to pay it forward and thank someone that has helped them on their journey. So stay tuned in to hear who today's guest is going to be. Hi, everybody. Elaine here. I've got the most amazing guest with me today. We've only met recently, and wow, this lady has blown my socks off. And that is Mariana Babas, who is the founder of iDream Hypnotherapy. It's so lovely to have you here today, Mariana. How are you doing?
It's great to be here, Elaine. I am so pleased we've met. The universe conspired for us to meet. So yes, the honor is mine, and it's amazing to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So listen, you've got a really interesting journey, and I just really just jump in, ask some questions so we can hear about your journey and how you got to be doing what you're doing. So what was the reason for you starting this business? We're going to talk more about your business in a moment, but how did you get to this place?
I'll be very honest with you, Elaine. And I want to be honest with our listeners, with your listeners as well. And a bit dramatic, if you don't mind. It was a moment in my life when I literally felt I was dying if I were to continue doing what I was doing at that time. And I just knew my body was aching, my mind was aching, my soul was aching. I just knew I had to do something to find my soul's mission, what my purpose is on this earth. So that was the moment when I decided to do some soul searching. And eventually I found out, I remembered that actually hypnotherapy was one of my long life passions. It spoke to my heart. So that's where the journey began.
Wow. Wow. So let's hear a bit sort of more about your business. So what hypnotherapy, some people will know a little bit about it. Some people know a lot about it. So give us some idea of what hypnotherapy is and why people come to you.
That's a very good point, Elaine. The question people ask the most is, what's the difference between, you know, stage hypnosis and clinical hypnosis or hypnotherapy? And the difference is big, is huge, because on a stage hypnosis, everything is prepared for a show. Everyone is prepared. Everything is prepared to impress, to blow your mind or take your mind away and make you do things just for fun or, you know, for the show. But clinical hypnotherapy and hypnosis is totally different. Is about using the power of your subconscious mind to make a difference in your life, to get your life back, right, to get back on top of things. So the difference is huge, because the aim is your well-being. How can I help myself using what I've got, my own resources, which is the vast, vast intellectual resource that we can tap into and just get back on track, get back on top of things and enjoy life more. Have freedom, like one of my clients said just last night. She said, I want freedom.
Wow. I tell you, listening to you are mesmerizing, I have to say. And I know I've got the privilege of seeing you as well, but people will just be listening to this. But it's your voice is quite powerful, isn't it? You've probably been told that many times before, I'm sure. But it is. So generally then, this is a one-to-one experience, isn't it? I guess. Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. It's more one-to-one experience. Some people do it in groups, but for me personally, I prefer one-on-one experience.
Totally get that. So quite niche particularly, isn't it? I mean, hypnotherapy is not, you know, you've got to be qualified, obviously, to do it, haven't you? Which clearly you are. So you did all of that. So then how easy was it to turn it into a business for you?
Another very good question, Elaine. And again, I choose to the honesty bit, and allow me to say it wasn't easy at all. It wasn't easy because I couldn't believe, apart from the hypnotherapy, my lifelong passion and my core as a person are dreams, as we mentioned in our earlier conversation. And I couldn't believe that I could speak about dreams in a business setting or business meeting or networking event. I couldn't believe that would be possible in my lifetime. So hypnotherapy was kind of my front, was kind of my, okay, this can be done. There are so many other people doing it. So hypnotherapy is good. It's safe to talk about it. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. And to be honest, I still remember, Elaine, when I first posted on Facebook about, you know, graduating, getting the diploma and celebrating that moment and just saying, I'm so looking forward, you know, to start working with people, to share my knowledge and all of that. And wow, I felt paralyzed. I felt paralyzed. It wasn't easy at all.
No.
But as you know, the more you play the game, the easier it becomes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. So for to give us, you know, an idea of what sort of people, how are they feeling when they find you, if you like, what would make them reach out to you?
Well, there are different reasons why. They're very diverse. People who are stuck with addictions, people who struggle with stopping smoking, for example, people who are limited by fears or their limiting beliefs, people who struggle with addictions, as I said, in particular smoking, but there are other addictions like snacking, like spending money, many addictions, gambling and so on. Anxiety and depression is another common reason why. And I've been blessed, I would say, to work with children as well. Not on purpose, it just happened. But it's such a beautiful experience because our children are so important. And when they see they struggle to go to school, they struggle to socialize. Relationships issues are a big one as well for our children and for us as adults. So it's very, very diverse. It's, as I said, anxiety and depression, fears, limiting beliefs, addictions. But most of all, in my niche, because I started to specialize, to go a bit deeper, following my passions. And I love working with sleep issues. I love working with people who struggle with nightmares, night terrors,
right.
PTSD.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Wow, gosh, this is all deep stuff, isn't it? So you sort of got your business moving. And then obviously the whole thing about us when we're selling, and you know, I reframe selling, it's all about helping, because that's how we sell, isn't it? We help people and then they choose whether they want to buy or not, as the case may be. So how did you find that bit then? So you started your business and then you sort of putting it out there. How comfortable were you about selling what you do?
Beautiful question, Elaine. And to give you a straightforward answer, I wasn't comfortable at all, at all. And especially the majority of therapists would probably give you the same answers. It's very difficult to ask for money, especially when you do what you love. You just want to give it for free. You just want to help people. So it is a struggle at the beginning. But then, and it's very true, I did a lot of free work. I did a lot of volunteering at the beginning, especially because I started my business when COVID hit. So everybody was in a turmoil. Everybody needed help. So I did a lot of free work, so to speak. And what I've learned, Elaine, is that there needs to be some sort of exchange for people to value what you are offering. And I've realized that it didn't matter how much I gave, knowledge, time, energy. Some people just didn't appreciate that. And you reach a point where it makes you sad, it hurts, and you realize that life is too short and you need to work with people who really need you, who appreciate you, and who understand the relationship and the importance and the fact that we work as a team.
Yeah.
It's a give and take, isn't it?
Yeah.
So people, I started to get more and more confident in asking for my fee, because I've seen the results in the clients, in the people I work with.
So often when you're coaching or doing therapies like you are, or you're counseling people, it's the most people who go into that field are, they're givers, aren't they? They want to make a difference. They want to help people. And I know that battle is real. And I face it myself at times where I'm quite happily, yeah, I can help you with that. And it's really hard, because we are naturally givers who want to make a difference and help. And I 100% agree with you. The greatest reward is that knowing you have made a difference in some small way or big way, whatever that is like, that is the biggest reward of all, isn't it? And knowing that's been appreciated and helped that person going forward. So beautifully put, Mariana, beautifully put, I have to say. So let's talk about something that you're really proud of, a highlight on your journey. What would that be?
Well, I love that question, Elaine. I love that question because I am, first of all, I'm proud of myself for playing the game, for believing I can do it, for believing that it is possible for me to live my life in a way that would bring me satisfaction, my work to bring me satisfaction, not only my family, not only my husband and my son, but also my own talents, my own skills, because that was the thing that made me shift from working for somebody and working for myself. It was, what can I do for the rest of my life that will bring me happiness? And I could do it till the day I die and have a smile on my face. And that's it. I'm very proud, first of all, of myself for believing I can do it and for doing it. And after that, I'm very proud of my clients. I'm very, very proud of the people who find the courage to do the same thing. I won't go further than last night. I had a beautiful, beautiful session with a lady for Stop Smoking. And hearing her life story and seeing her determination to change, living behind that addiction, and sharing with me how she wants to live the next years of her life, enjoying her family, enjoying her son, being free. You know, you finish up the session more energized and more happy than, I don't know, buying a pair of shoes or doing something else.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said earlier, the satisfaction is huge.
Mm.
It's huge when you see people breaking free.
Fantastic. I've got lots of tingles here. Gosh, Mariana, definitely have. Beautiful, beautiful stories. So what about your greatest challenge then, or learning and a business journey? It's such a bizarre thing, isn't it? We start a business and, you know, we're good at what we do, even though sometimes we might doubt ourselves a bit, but we are good at what we do. And then, of course, you know, things happen, don't they? We have learnings. There's many learnings along the way, but I big believe you've got to get going to learn, haven't you? So you've got to do it and then you'll learn. So what have been your greatest learnings?
I absolutely agree with you, Elaine. We are eternal students. Mm. I see myself as an eternal student, and I'm learning all the time. In our profession, we need to.
Yeah.
We constantly go on CPDs, on trainings, to improve, to update our knowledge. So there's a constant learning. But at personal level, I love learning.
Mm.
I absolutely love learning. And reading books and discovering things. I'm an explorer as well. So one of the things I would say I learned is to communicate, because as we were mentioning earlier, my voice is my tool,
mm-hmm.
but my voice is also my power.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to embrace that by following this path,
mm-hmm.
by following my passion. I learned to embrace my voice as my strength. And that was a huge, huge learning curve for me, because I didn't believe that my voice was beautiful. I didn't believe that my voice was worth hearing. So that was a huge, huge learning curve for me.
Wow, that's a huge curve, as you say. And it is. I'm sitting here mesmerized, I have to say. And hanging on your every word. So what about when we start a business? We wear a lot of hats, don't we? And obviously we've got the things we're good at and the things we're not so good at. So which is the bit that you think, oh, I really don't like wearing that hat? Which one is it for you?
Accounts, Elaine. Accounts. My accountant has to chase me and chase me and to deliver on time. And every single year I hang on to every minute and every second to the end. Accounts are, yes, something I could pass on to somebody else or, not do happily.
Definitely, I know. It's either the answers to that, generally, depending on what the person does, are either accounts or like social media, sort of marketing, or what's the other one that's always there?
IT.
IT. Yeah, that's the one. Definitely, I know, they're all there. So Mariana, can you believe it? We're on to the last question now. It goes so quickly, doesn't it? So this is your opportunity now to pay it forward and thank somebody or a few people for the help that they've given you and the support on your journey. So who are they and how have they helped you?
I am so grateful for this question, Elaine, because I agree with you. We need to pay forward. And your podcast is absolutely fantastic. But for that reason, we are not alone on this journey. And we need to honor those people who are key in this journey. And for me, the first of all was Farah Hussein. Farah, she's the founder of Farah Networking. And from the moment I met her till this day, she's been key in on my journey. And the second person that comes to mind, there are actually two ladies. They are a group, they are a team, and they are Amanda Rose and Laura Rose from Virtually Laura.
Right.
They are VAs, and they are absolutely wonderful. They were the ones who helped me to put together a beautiful dream diary, which was one of my dreams to create, and to help me create my first online dream course. And they were so wonderful. They were with me every step of that journey.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have done it without them. So for me, they were key in that moment. Oh. And I'm really grateful.
Fantastic, fantastic. So obviously we will share the links. When I put this on LinkedIn, I'll share the links so we can showcase them as well. Obviously, people will also be sitting there listening to this now thinking, how could I get in touch with Mariana? So where will they find you? What platforms are you on?
Well, first of all, I'm really, really proud of my website. It's, I think people will find there a lot of information about my journey, about myself, about my services, about hypnotherapy, because you are right, many people haven't done hypnotherapy in their life and they're a bit reluctant to the idea, so they can find a lot of information there and also about dreams. There's plenty on dreams on my website, and they will also find there my contact details, my telephone number, my email address. So my website is www.idreamhypnotherapy.com, but they can also find me on LinkedIn under Mariana Babas. They can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook business page. Yes, these are my main channels for social media: my website, my LinkedIn profile, and the Facebook page. I have to admit, I'm more active on LinkedIn than Facebook. I prefer it.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do, I'll put the links to all of those in the episode notes so people can see you and find you. So it's been a real joy, Mariana, having you on. I can't tell you. Yeah, been a really enlightening journey that you're on. It really is. And every time I speak to you, I think, oh gosh, this lady is so fascinating. And I know people listening will absolutely get the same. So thank you so much for joining me today. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I am really, really grateful you exist and you created this wonderful space for us to share our story. You're amazing. Thank you, Elaine.
Oh,
and thank you to all your listeners.
Oh, thank you. You've been listening to Elaine Atherton. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to hear more small business owners talk about their business, why they started it and their learnings along the way, then you can subscribe to the shows via all the major podcast platforms to sum it up, pay it forward. My passion is supporting small business owners. I've created a free 10-minute audio book called 7 Things Accidental Salespeople Need to Know. To receive a copy of this book, just head to my website on www.tosumitup.com.